The following message is brought to you by the Ezra Institute for Contemporary Christianity. To learn more about the Ezra Institute's mission to advance the Lordship of Christ, please visit www.ezrainstitute.ca.
Hi, I'm Joe Boot, founder of the Ezra Institute for Contemporary Christianity. Few today would deny that we live in a period of rapid and even unprecedented change in which the foundations of the past are being questioned. For example, we are asking whether there is a normative human nature. We are redefining family, gender, and human sexuality. We have the economics of debt and fiat currency backed only by more debt. We are revisiting questions of poverty and the survival of the biosphere. We are recreating our understanding of the nature and role of the state. Thank you. We have radical critiques of truth, power, and authority. These are just a few of the changes that are taking place in what we once called Christendom. Some think Christianity has nothing to say to these great questions of our time. Some believers recognize that we need to respond, but are not sure how to formulate or articulate those responses. The EICC was established to address the truncation and privatization of the gospel, the retreat of the church from the public sphere and its institutions, the loss of vision within Christendom to see culture transformed, and the concurrent decline of Western cultural life. In order to engage the question of culture, we must first understand the nature of culture. Culture is best defined as religion externalized or applied beliefs. If you go to Saudi Arabia or Pakistan, you will see Islamic culture at work. If you go to parts of India, you will see Hindu culture. If you come to the West today, you will largely experience humanistic culture. No society can be neutral. All will be inescapably committed to a cultural consensus which seeks to answer the ultimate questions about origins, meaning, morality, and the nature of truth. That society will then deploy answers to those questions through the organs of the social order, like the school, the academy, the university, and the courts, thereby creating a type of culture and forming a civilization. Now, the question is, how are Christians to respond in what is increasingly an anti-Christian cultural environment? Well, there have been three primary responses to that over the centuries. The first is that Christ is against culture. This is unhelpful and counterproductive because it usually means retreat or escape from the world motivated by fear. The second is the Christ of culture. Here, Christians just go with the flow and marry the spirit of the age, finding themselves widowers in the next. This denies that Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and they are transformed by the culture. The third is to say that Christ transforms culture. Scripture and history show that Christ does indeed transform the culture because he transforms people. So what does a transformational vision of culture actually look like? It simply means that the institutions, organizations, customs, art, and structures of our social reality are permeated, illuminated, reimagined, and reordered in terms of the Lordship of Jesus Christ and the truth and power of his revealed word. Given that Western civilization began with a firm Christian foundation, how did our culture reach this point of crisis?
It began with the Enlightenment. The Enlightenment idea of autonomy, which literally means the law of the self. Autonomy means revolution against all forms of social order, particularly the Christian view of society as a community under God. revolutionary individualism was opposed by the simultaneous emergence of collectivism and political absolutism. Eventually, they merged into a vision of society where the individual delegates responsibility for planning and realizing his freedom to choose to the collective, the regulatory state. In it, the state was seen in almost divine terms as the object of ultimate allegiance, the source of law and truth, and the definer of freedom and morality. In short, the source of meaning. Hence the radical changes in our society. In early secularism, the generations-old Christian forms of social order were maintained, even while their foundations were being eroded or abandoned. But in our time, even the vestiges of Christianity are being jettisoned. What C.S. Lewis first termed the abolition of man means the return of ancient pagan concepts of reality, yet with the difference that now an elite intellectual class governs and determines what is true and right for all. It is for that reason that modern states think nothing of transforming the social contract and redefining law, the human person, sexuality, education, and the family.
What then does it mean for Christians to say that Christ is transforming culture? Well, first, this transformation centers upon the kingdom of God. The good news of the kingdom is more than my personal sins forgiven and a place in heaven. Rather, the kingdom of God is the rule and reign of God on earth as it is in heaven, an end toward which Jesus taught us to pray now. Second, this kingdom view includes the cultural mandate. That mandate is simply our calling to serve God in the earth as his royal family, to nurture, develop, and order all things in terms of his purposes for his glory and for human flourishing. A further aspect of this view is that scripture applies to every sphere of life and thought, not to a narrow understanding of what some mean by spiritual. The purposes and means of the kingdom are laid down in scripture by example, precept, principle, covenant, and law. To transform culture, then, is to see all endeavors as spiritual work and service toward the renewal of all things in Jesus Christ. The areas in which God calls his people to turn creation into a culture are all-encompassing because Scripture tells us that God is reconciling all things to himself in heaven and on earth. So education, family, law, politics, business, arts, media, medicine, agriculture, welfare, charity, economics, all are to be put into service to Christ as blueprints for his ordained future. In short, this means there is a Christian way of thinking and acting in every aspect of life. The EICC is about the work of recovering, defending, and restoring a biblical vision of hope. Through cultural theology and philosophy, Christian apologetics, and a biblical missiology, we are sharing and defending the faith, training Christians, and resourcing the church to see the beauty of Christ's person and rule, and to pursue his lordship in everything, so that the power of the resurrection will be seen in all things. So why not check out our website to explore our resources and learn more about the work of the Ezra Institute, as we help Christians defend and apply the gospel of the kingdom in every sphere of life. In so doing, we trust the Lord to unleash his power from beyond history to transform our tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to this message brought to you by the Ezra Institute for Contemporary Christianity. Please feel free to share it with friends, but do not charge for or alter the material in any way without the express written consent of the EICC. Thank you.